the Japanese garden down the road. Once, in an unknown location, a couple miles from Tokyo, there were two people, a boy Yoshi and a girl Aiko, found an abandoned Japanese garden and decided to rest there.
I'm glad we found a good house to rest in. Maybe we can buy it from the owner. What do you think, Yoshi?
Maybe, Aiko. For now, we should just sleep and think about what to do in the morning. Night, Aiko.
Yoshi fell fast asleep, but Aiko couldn't sleep. A sticky and slimy substance dripped onto her cheek.
What is this?
Aiko looked up. She saw a green figure with black hair. The ceiling licker. She then realized it was slobber on her face.
Ew.
The door slid open slowly. A cat looked at her in a strange way.
Hello. Master would like to speak to you.
Who are you and why are you here?
I am Aiko and my sleeping friend is Yoshi. We got lost and saw this house. We thought it was abandoned.
If you have come to rest here, you must follow my three simple rules. 1, do not eat too much food. We need it too. 2, don't disturb us. Last of all, never leave.
Wow, was that the Bakke Neko? Maybe it was. It did have milky white fur and silver eyes like the moon.
Later, when Aiko thought she should open a window and get some real air, something scratched her before she could.
Ow!
Master would not be pleased if you open the window. Remember, we take good care of you. Don't break the rules.
Yoshi, you saw that, right?
Yes, I did, but there's nothing I can do about it.
The next night, they both tried to sneak out, but this time a fox jumped in their way.
No. No leaving, remember?
That's very disrespectful of you children.
Hey, we're not children.
We are terribly sorry. We just really want to go outside for air. Right, Aiko?
No going outside. Now get to bed before I make humans too.
In the morning, Aiko and Yoshi try to escape from the fireplace, but only to be caught by the ceiling licker again.
You're not to leave!
Yuck, is that a tongue?
These two try to escape again. What should our punishment be?
Summon the dream catchers.
Mysterious-looking creatures came in. They had scales like lizards, but blue like water.
Make these two sleep. Make their dreams become reality.
The lizards smiled and looked at Aiko and Yoshi.
Sweet dreams.
Forever. Suddenly, they were vanished into thin air and were never to be heard from again. Some say that they were caught by their living nightmares, but they can't say it's true.